first few minutes will be a discussion, a brief interview that I had with Judy Pinolis, who is the creator of the Jewish Music Web Center. That's www.jmwc.org. You'll be able to see this also on the index if you don't have a pen to write it down. It's a font of knowledge for Jewish music. She's done an incredible job, and a brief interview, because I think those of you who are listening to this program obviously love Jewish music, and I'm sure that you'll be interested in going to that site. I also point out that right after that, we'll be playing selections from the Wednesday evening Leiby Kletzky Memorial Prayer Service that Cantor Benny Rogoznitsky and I helped to organize at the Sfarta Shashul in Borough Park. And you can also view the video of this on vosisneias.com, VOSIZNEIAS.com. Again, you'll be able to view that on the index. First, let's go to this interview that I had with Judy Pinolis. I'm very pleased to have with me Judy Pinolis, who is the originator and creator of the Jewish Music Web Center, JMWC, and I'll be repeating this several times throughout this interview, but for those of you who are interested in learning more about the world of Jewish music, the website is www.jmwc.org. JMWC.org. I'll be repeating this. Good evening, Judy Pinolis.
Hi, good evening. How are you?
Okay, great. Great. Thanks for taking the time to share what your wonderful site can give to my listeners who are great fans of Jewish music.
My pleasure.
When did you create this site?
Well, the site started out as a bibliography, and I started working on that in the mid-90s, and it became its own website in the late 90s. It started out looking around to see what there was on the internet about Jewish music, and it just kept going, and then I realized I was putting things in categories as librarians tend to do. And after that, it got its own domain and kept going from there. And today there are hundreds and hundreds of websites of Jewish music around the world that are listed on the site.
Well, it's quite a compendium of... I'm looking right now at the website, artists and performing groups, choral, concerts, festivals, radio, online music, libraries, cantorial, cantillation, and so forth. Each one of these is a separate category on your website.
That's right, and of course those have accumulated over time, and I try to keep them updated. Needless to say, with the internet, you always have to keep it changing things. But over time, people have begun to send me information, as well as my looking out into the web and looking for sites that have things about Jewish music. And today, there are many, many young people creating their own blogs and their own information sources and reviews of Jewish music. So it's really a blossoming area, and there's a lot of interest in it from all kinds of parts of the Jewish community, whether that's an Orthodox or Reform or secular people or what have you. They're very interested in Jewish culture. And music is a big part of that.
For sure. I'm looking at the breakdown of the academic categories, libraries and archives, organizations and societies, bibliographies and articles, discographies, biographies, general music and library resources. Those are just some of the listings under academic. So anybody who is looking to do research on Jewish music, this should be really the first line of search to www.jmwc.org. How does one get information listed on your website?
Well, the best way to get information listed is by sending an email to the info@jmwc.org and sending me an email. I also have a Facebook arm of the website now. It's called the Jewish Music Maven.
I'm sorry, Jewish Music Maven?
Jewish Music, one word, Maven.
Uh-huh.
On Facebook. And they can friend the Jewish Music Maven and tell about their events. And many of those things also get reflected onto the announcement blog.
I see. How do you spell it? Is Maven with an I or an E? M-A-V-I-N?
M-A-V-E-N.
E-N, Maven, uh-huh. The world is coming, passing by very quickly with Twitter and Facebook and all these other, it's hard to keep track.
Yeah. Well, there are several hundred musicians who have friended the Jewish Music Maven on Facebook, and others are certainly welcome to do that. And what's good about that also is that you find out about each other.
Uh-huh.
There's so many varieties and types of Jewish music. A lot of times musicians do love to have cross and meshing of different styles, and you can find out many of the different musicians and their activities and possibly meet each other that way as well. The website has a lot of information about groups and performers and their activities. And you can look them up either alphabetically or on the listings of the site and find out about those things as well.
Are you a musician?
I would say that I'm a music lover rather than a musician per se.
Uh-huh.
Although I went to music school many years ago.
Oh?
I've been a librarian for a very long time.
At Brandeis University, I understand.
That's right.
Right. How's the heat in Massachusetts these days?
It's been pretty hot here. Also, today was a lovely day.
Yes.
It's been pretty hot, and I think a lot around the country, and nice to go in and listen to some cool jazz or something that'll clear you up.
I see that your middle name is Shira, which is music, so Judith Shira Pinolis.
That's right.
So
happy coincidence, right?
Yes, it was ordained.
Well, I really have been researching and loving Jewish music for a long time, including in my undergraduate years and my graduate school degree. I did a lot of research on Jewish composers, and I've been involved with this for many, many years, and collecting information about music in America, what's going on with the different facets of Jewish music in America, which is so vast. We really have in a wonderful, I don't know if you can call it a golden age, but maybe it really is a golden age, in the sense that there's so much creativity happening and so many young people involved in the creative process of music and finding their niche and their expressing their identity through Jewish music. So it's a tremendously invigorating and wonderful way to see what people are doing and the wealth of creativity and in the arts today is just wonderful. So it's a great thing to follow and a great thing to be part of and to help these people get the word out.
Well, I congratulate you on your Jewish Music Web Center. That's jmwc.org. For my listeners, I recommend that you go to the website and you just start browsing around. And if you see along the left, there are categories. I'm sure that you'll find references that will be very, very valuable for you as a music lover. And I think what you're doing for Jewish music is certainly to be congratulated. You're to be congratulated for that because you've been certainly doing this for 13 years, and that is certainly a labor of love.
Definitely. it's a long time to be doing it, and it's evolved. We do have some also for students, research guides on how to do research in Jewish music. How to how to get search terms, what books to look in, what reference books to use, those kinds of things. And that could be applied to most any college library across the country. Many of the colleges use my website as a link
uh-huh.
so that students can can get access to that. And I try to make materials broad enough so that they would be available in many places. As many materials as possible that are digitally available, I try to link to those as well.
Well,
so people more interested can find out things for themselves.
When one thinks of what's been happening with the internet and the computer from where you started 13 years ago, it's like a whole different arena.
That's true. When I started doing the research on this, initially I found 40 sites, and then it was really maybe settled down at about 70 sites for a while. There weren't more than that at the beginning that we could find, and we'd look pretty far.
Uh-huh.
But it just grew enormously, very, very quickly, as the internet did, as you know. And it, to some extent, it's almost impossible to keep up. I know that I have a backlog of of materials, and I'm sure that there are many, many sites that I haven't even found yet.
Right.
So if people know about these things or this information, they're welcome to send it along. And as I get to it, I add it on.
And once again, if people wish to contact you, what's the best way?
They can send it to the info@jmwc.org, and that'll get to me.
Okay, jmwc.org, Jewish Music Web Center. Well, thank you for taking the time to share this with my audience. I'm sure they're going to find it as a wonderful reference. Any closing thoughts?
I just hope they enjoy it, and that's really it. It's there for everybody to enjoy and to find out whatever they're interested in.
Okay.
Thank you for talking with me about it. I appreciate that.
Well, I have a feeling that you're going to get a few references from my audience, and get ready.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Bye. Well, okay. That was Judy Pinolis and her wonderful website. I just want to take you back to last Wednesday evening and tell you how it came about. The week before, my friend and partner in Cantor's World, Cantor Benny Rogoznitsky, went to pay a shiva call to the Kletsky family. And when he came back from the shiva, he called me and he said, "You know, I think there's a need for something for the community, and the shiva was going to be over." This past Wednesday, and he felt that to do a prayer service would sort of help people really didn't know how to react or what to say or how to feel. We were all numb by this tragic event. And Benny, who was just wonderful at putting things together, went ahead, made the arrangements. I must say that every person involved volunteered their time and their effort. The printer, who was a dear friend of ours, Reuben Elson at the Atelier, created the posters and the flyers and did the printing. And I'm sorry that I don't have the names, but I will have in the future, of the sound engineers and the people who did the video. By the way, if you're going to be looking at the index, it tells you how to log on to see the video of what I will be playing in the next few minutes. So the shul, of course, was the Sfardische shul, and the rabbi there, Rabbi Yechiel Kaufman, addressed the congregation. He was quite moving. He really was. And although I don't understand Yiddish, I understood a lot of what he was saying, and someone helped me in some of the translations. But it's certainly a very somber, very moving experience. All of the cantors, Natanael Herstik, Yanky Lemmer, Ben Zion Miller, Shimmy Miller, Zevi Muller, Yaakov Rosenfeld, They all donated their talent, their souls, if you will. And I must say, the Hampton Synagogue Choir, led by Yitzhak Chaimov, were magnificent. You have to understand that they came, and this isn't a thing where there were rehearsals or anything like that, and they just got up, and they knew what to do. So let's go to that that evening. I will be playing each of the cantors and sharing that they gave such soul. By the way, I've told you in the past, you know, Benny and I were so proud of a lot of the things that we did, but I don't think there was anything that we took greater pride in as helping to organize this particular prayer service and to bring out the community and to bring out the Chazanim and all the other people who shared in that event. It was certainly a unifying experience, and it's what we feel Chazanis can be and what Chazanis is all about. So here is Netanel Herstik with Shomea Kol Bichios.
Yeah.
picture this. The shul was packed, standing room in the back. There's a separate room to the side that holds a few hundred people, and there was a video screen there that was packed. And then there was a speaker out to the street by the stairs of the shul, and there were people standing there listening to this music, all mesmerized. And as I said, this just exemplified what true soul music is all about. I was very pleased. Earlier this year, I helped to form a trio, the cantorial trio made up of Yanky Lemmer, Shimmy Miller, and Zevi Muller. I was particularly pleased that all three of them participated in this and gave it their all. And let's hear Yanky Lemmer and Habet Mishamayim. Yanky Lemmer.
Oh! No!
Yanky Lemmer with Habet Mishamayim. Next was Shimmy Miller with Tiher Rabbi Yishmuel. Tiher.
Tiher Rabbi Yishmuel Atzmoi Ve'hizkir Es Hashem
Oh!
Oi, Rabbi Shemuel, Queen Kudoy,
That was Shimmy Miller. Well, he's certainly come a long way, hasn't he? He's such a fine, fine young cantor. Great delight in hearing how he has such great soul. And, of course, his wonderful father, who we'll be hearing next, so proud of Shimmy. We're going to hear Bensian Miller with Av Horachamim, Bensian Miller.
Oh,
was Bensian Miller with the Machtenberg composition of Av HaRachamim. We'll next hear Zevi Muller with Elokai Neshama. Elokai Neshama.
Elokai Neshama Neshama Shenosato Bi Neshama Neshama Shenosato Bi Neshmo shenosatovi tehoerai
I am my name.
Zevi Muller with Elokai Neshama. We're next here, Yaakov Rosenfeld with Shema Kolenu. Yaakov Rosenfeld.
Oh,
Listening to that Kale Mole by Yaakov Rosenfeld. There wasn't a dry eye in the entire congregation. A tribute, a memorial to the late Leiby Kletsky. These Chazanim gave their souls, and it was just soul music. And again, Nathaniel Herstik, Yanky Lemmer, Shimmy Miller, Ben Sion Miller, Zevi Muller, Yaakov Rosenfeld, accompanied by Yitzchak Chaimov and the Hampton Synagogue Choir. All of them brought together the entire community there. And as you can tell, they gave solace to the community. Just as an aside, as of Saturday night, there are over 27,000 hits on the Voices Nias website for these Chazanim, and I'm sure that it's probably 35 to 40,000 hits by now, just showing the power, the necessity, and the importance of Chazanis to touch the souls and to help in the healing. This is Charlie Bernhout. I hope you'll return next week for more of 2 hours of Jewish soul music. Thank you for joining with me. Shalom, everyone.